now it's time, of course, for the man who won't be silenced, Dan Conifer with sport. Dan, what's going on?
John, good morning. The Adelaide Strikers have scored a comfortable win over the Sydney Thunder in last night's 2020 cricket match at Homebush. The Strikers batted first, making 6 for 177, and then bowled the Thunder out for 126 in the 19th over. Michael Klinger top scoring with 60 in that one. Tonight, the Melbourne Stars will take on the Sydney Sixers. Meanwhile, wicketkeeper Matthew Wade has backed Cricket Australia's decision to withdraw test players from the domestic 2020 competition. Usman Khawaja was the latest player to be withdrawn. He's in the Boxing Day test squad as cover for Michael Clarke.
Well, that is all good news. Well, I suppose it's that old striker spirit, is it, Dan? Oh, it came home last night.
Goes back a long way, around 12 to 15 months.
Yes.
History is rich.
It is. Why isn't there a Canberra team in this, what's it called, Big Bash?
I have no idea. Their team in the Futures competition, which is the second tier of Australian cricket.
Do we care even less about that, Dan?
Just a little bit, but it's going gangbusters.
Is it?
They are leading the table,
are
ACT.
They? And what's the name of the team? The Bombers?
The Comets.
The Comets. Oh, okay. Not the Canberra Madness.
No, not quite. The Meteors are their ladies team. Also doing well. But tonight, of course, we've got the men's Melbourne Stars taking on the Sydney Sixers. To NRL, there are reports this morning that Tim Sheens has decided to completely walk away from the West Tigers.
Yeah.
News Limited are reporting that he's declined several new roles in the club after he was dumped as head coach in September.
Right.
In the A-League, two matches this evening. We've got a replay of last year's grand final with Brisbane taking on Perth. Western Sydney is also at home to Adelaide. And the draw for the round of 16, the last 16 of the Champions League's been released. And Man U are taking on the Spanish champions Real Madrid. Arsenal take on Bayern Munich. Four-time winners Barcelona, they're taking on AC Milan.
Yes.
And Celtic taking on Juventus. And AFL club North Melbourne will unveil its new facilities at Arden Street Oval this morning.
Okay. Are there any plans for any of these European teams to come and play a friendly against Australia at some stage, Dan, do you know?
I think there is. I think there's talk of Manchester United coming out and taking on the Socceroos, and that, of course, happened in, I think, the late 1990s.
Could be.
At that time, it was a very much a second-string Manchester United side, which took on, I think, a Socceroos All-Stars or an Australian All-Stars side.
Great.
But they're coming out. It looks like they're coming out again. It's hoped that a full-strength side will be on its way over.
Is crowd behaviour, Australian crowd behaviour at soccer or football, rising to international standards, is it, Dan?
I don't think so. There was a story, of course, earlier this week about the Western Sydney fans in their match against Sydney FC.
Yes.
There were 26,000 there at the football stadium, and a few of them were arrested and charged with flares.
Exactly.
Flares,
that's what I mean by international standards, because that's how they behave in Europe. Dan, thank you for this. That was Dan, the man who won't be silenced, Conifer.